Lord, we thank you for your goodness.
主啊，我们要为您的美善献上感恩。
And we're thankful, Lord, that Emily is not in great distress. We're thankful for having resolved that issue.
主啊，我们非常感恩 Emily 现在呢，她的症状已经很轻。我们非常感谢您解决了这样一个问题。
Now, Lord, in addition to Emily, we're concerned about Sean, and we just pray that she will get over this lingering problem very soon.
所以呢，我们因为 Emily 的已经好了，我们也继续关心那个佩珊的问题，我们也祷告她很快能从现在这种状况下走出来。
And Lord, we pray also for Jill, who is probably having an operation now. And we pray that the doctors will have wisdom and will do a good job. And we pray that Jill may be restored to full health and strength.
主啊，我们现在也为那个基尔祷告，他现在可能正在进行手术。我们知道，我们祷告那个医生有足够的智慧，知道怎么去做。然后呢，手术也很成功，然后接也会回到正常的健康状况和。
And then, Lord, we pray that you'll help us now as we study the Word of God. Give us the right words and give, we pray, the right blessing. We ask this in Jesus' name.
主啊，现在当我们转向您的话的时候，我们求您帮助我们，给我们正确的话语来讲，也给我们正确的给我们应有的那样的赐福，我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, well, good to see everybody today. We're studying in 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1.
非常高兴再次看到大家，我们今天学习的是彼得前书的第一章。
And we started last week, we got down to probably the end of verse 11, I believe.
上次呢，我们可能是学到了第十一节。
So we're going to start in verse 12 and, no, verse 13. Start in verse 13 and we'll try to pick up the logic. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace given to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed.
我们从第十三节开始，然后跟着上面的逻辑继续往下走。所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
And this particular verse highlights a big issue that we have in translation.
这一个那个结晶文呢，就是指出了我们在这种不同译本上所产生的一个很大的问题。
And those of you who speak Chinese understand what I'm about to say far better than I do.
你们那些讲中文的人呢，比我刚才所讲的那句话，你们更应该比我更有体会。
In translation, the issue is, do you translate what was said, or do you translate what you think was meant by what was said?
在翻译的时候呢，你认为呢，是你要是翻译那直接说的那样的话，还是你翻译成你认为应该是那样的意思。
And so you say, well, I could translate exactly what was said, but people might not understand it.
你说呢，我可以直接照原文直译，译出来呢，可能看的人不理解。
But if I translate what is meant, I'm not really translating exactly what was said.
但是呢，如果我要去把它这个意思翻译出来呢，我就并没有完完全全翻译出 他所说的。
So I'm going to tell you what was said, and you'll find that in the King James Version. What was said is this, it is, therefore, gird up the loins of your mind.
我现在按照钦定本的英文钦定国王钦定本的来翻译，他讲的呢，意思呢，就所以要为你的心思束腰。
And you say, well, what does that mean?
所以为你的心思束腰是什么意思？
And then you would say, well, if we don't understand it, why did Peter use words we don't understand?
如果你说，如果我们不理解，不明白，那么彼得为什么要用这样的词让我们不明白呢？
So we'll go back to the little phrase, gird up your loins.
我们要来讲这样一个小小的词叫束腰。
And you'll remember maybe that in the days of the Bible, people didn't wear pants like we wear pants.
你们大家都记得在那个旧约时代呢，在那个年代，人们穿衣服呢，不像我们今天这样穿裤子。
They actually wore skirts, long skirts, very like women often wear today.
但他们实际上穿的是那个长袍，他们穿的那个长袍呢，就像很多今天的女性穿的那个裙子一样。
And in a country where heat is a big problem, it's very much cooler to wear something like a big skirt than it is to wear tight-fitting pants.
在那个时候呢，他们所住的地方呢，很炎热。炎热呢，如果你穿一个袍子呢，那比你穿裤子要凉爽一点。
But the men, when they were going to go to work in the field or work elsewhere, they would find that loose-fitting skirts would be a problem.
但是呢，如果当人去做事的时候，去工作的时候，他们会发现这个松的长袍呢，很不方便。
At the very least, they could get very dirty, and at best, they would get in the way. You might even trip over the skirts.
所以呢，这个呢，长袍的最小的危害呢，就是说呢，你穿长袍工作可能会把长袍弄脏，但是更严重点呢，你会被那个长袍绊倒。
So when people were going for a long walk or to work, they would reach down, they'd get a hold of the end of the skirt, they would wrap it up, and they would tuck it in around their waist.
然后呢，这些人他们要出去工作的时候，或者要做一个长途旅行的时候呢，他们会把那个长袍的下摆掀起来，然后束在他们的腰上。
And the result then would be that around the lower half of the abdomen, you'd have all the skirts wound up, tied in with a belt, and your legs would be free to work or walk.
这个里面呢，当你把这个裙摆全部掀起来，把它也完全束在你的腰带里面，把它卷起来的时候呢，这样你的两条腿就可以很自由的去走路和工作。
So the lower part of the abdomen, just above the legs, that is called the loins.
所以在这个里面呢，在下面那一部分，那个长袍的这个就是被称之为腰。
And in our society, we hardly ever use the word.
在我们当今的社会里呢，也很少用这个词。
So the question is, what is Peter saying here?
这问题就是在彼得在这里他想说什么呢？
And his reference is to the instructions God gave to the children of Israel in the book of Exodus chapter 12.
他这里所讲的意思呢，就是当时神给以色列人在出埃及记里十二章里面所指导的。
All right. So in Exodus chapter 12, and I've got to try to find the verse for you. But in Exodus chapter 12, the Lord says to the children of Israel through Moses, you are going to be leaving the promised land.
这个呢，当时在出埃及记第十二章里面，主当时跟以色列人说，你们现在要离开，去到应许之地。
And the Lord said, I'm going to send the destroying angel through the land, and they are going to, the angel will slay the firstborn in Egypt, and the Egyptians are going to tell you to leave, and you must be ready to leave.
然后呢，主跟他们说呢，我会派下那个灭命天使来，把那个埃及的那个投生的男孩 全部杀了，所以你们要准备好，随时离开埃及。
All right, so he's saying to them, if you're going to go on a long walk, when you eat the Passover lamb in Egypt just before you get out of the country, you've got to eat it with your loins girt up. You've got to be ready to walk. So you don't just relax, you've got to be ready to go.
主说呢，如果你们要做一个长途旅行，所以在你们吃那个逾越节的羔羊的时候呢，你们吃饭的时候，你们都要把那个腰、把那个裙摆束起来，束到你腰上，你们要随时准备好，吃完了就走离开埃及。So
if you've got your Bibles open to Exodus chapter 12, this is what verse 11 says. This is how you are to eat it, with your cloak tucked into your belt and your sandals on. They were to tuck their skirts into the belt so that they would be free to walk. And they, some of them, had to run.
如果你现在有那个圣经的话呢，你可以翻到出埃及十二章十一节，十一节说你们吃羔羊的时候。 当腰间束带，脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖，赶紧吃。这是耶和华的逾越节，就是说这个意思讲呢，你们要随时准备好，随时开始往前跑。You
can imagine it was a pretty big deal when the children of Israel, who'd been slaves for hundreds of years, in the middle of the night, they got the instruction, go. And they left everything behind, and they marched out toward the promised land.
你可以想象一下，这个呢，以色列人当时在埃及做了400年的奴隶，然后那天晚上呢，突然告诉他们，你们要准备好，马上就走，然后他们就把一切的东西都丢下，开始行军，前往那个应许之地。
They got the instruction to go. They had to be prepared to go immediately. They had to go quickly. They had to go once and for all. They couldn't go back the next day to pick up the things they'd left behind.
然后呢，他们当时得到的指令呢，是他们要随时准备好，要马上离开，要快快的离开。然后他们离开的时候要尽快往前走，就是说呢。
Okay, back now to 1 Peter chapter 1.
然后我们回到的彼得前书的第一章。
And verse 13 says, you've got to be ready to go. This is what Peter says. He says in verse 13, he says, gird up the loins of your mind. Get your mind all ready to go.
然后这里呢，在彼得前书一章第十三节里说呢，要束上你心中的腰，或者是思想上的腰，要让你的思想准备好，随时准备要去做事。Okay,
so in the case of the children of Israel in Egypt, they had to put their skirts around their belt and make sure that they were ready for action to go.
在那个出埃及记里呢，他们得到指令就是要把那个裙摆那个全部束在腰间，然后随时准备出发。
And so Peter is saying, you new Christians, you're going to have exactly the same attitude they have. You put your trust in Jesus, and you've got to leave. You've got to be a different person now, and therefore you gird up not the loins of your body, you gird up the loins of your mind. You start to think exactly like they thought when they left Egypt.
使徒彼得跟他们说，那你们这些新的基督徒，你们刚信主的基督徒，你们要像你们的祖先那样，在埃及里，出埃及的时候呢，他们把腰束上，随时就准备出发。但是你们现在要束的呢，不是那个身上的那个裙摆，而且要把你那个心中的思想上的那个腰给束起来，然后在主耶稣基督里。
Now, one of the most important things that happened in the history of the children of Israel was that they left Egypt.
在以色列人历史上发生的最重要的一件事是他们离开埃及。
Everything was different after that.
在那以后呢，所有的事情都不一样。They
were slaves in the morning, they were free in the afternoon.
他们早上还是奴隶，但是下午他们已经成自由人了。They
knew exactly what they were going to do every day when they were in Egypt as slaves. Now they didn't know what they were going to do. They were just going to follow God and they were going to have to learn to live from day to day.
然后他们在埃及的时候呢，他们已经习惯了，他们知道每天他们要干什么。但是现在呢，他们不知道每天要做什么，他们唯一做的呢，就是每天要跟着神去学新的东西，每天的东西都不一样。The
picture, and Peter uses the words here twice in first and second chapter, but the picture is being born again.
在这里呢，这个词组呢，彼得在彼得前书彼得后书里用了两次，但这里的这个意思呢，就是要重生。The
children of Israel were born again when they left Egypt.
当那个以色列人离开埃及的时候呢，他们实际上是重生了。
You and I were born again when we received the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
你和我，我们也重生了，当我们接受主耶稣基督为我们的救主的时候。We
weren't sinners anymore, we were saved.
我们不再是罪人了，我们得救了。Our
life of slavery to sin was over. We had a new life when we were born again.
我们的人生呢，是在活在罪下的这种奴隶呢，变成了我们现在是一个完全新的人，我们重生了。But
just as life was different for the slaves when they came out of Egypt, so life for us was different when we trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Everything was different.
就像他们当时从那个埃及的奴隶下走出来以后，每天都是新的样。 当我们信了主耶稣基督以后呢，我们所有的人生的每一件事情都不一样，都是新的。That's
why the Lord Jesus said, when you trust me as your Savior, you will be born again. Everything is new.
这就是主耶稣基督跟我们说，如果你相信我作为你的救主的话，你就会重生，每一件事情都是新的。Now
what is the first thing that you've got to do in order to go live as a Christian? The first thing you've got to do is get your mind set so that you realize you're heading for something new, just like the children of Israel were heading for something new.
那么你重生以后，你成为基督徒后做的第一件事是什么呢？就是说你要把你的思想准备好，把你思想准备好，那准备去面对，每一天都是新的，一样，就像当时以色列人出埃及的时候，他们所面临的每天的情况都是新的一样。
And so now the book of 1 Peter is going to be instructions for you and me as we begin to walk in the ways of the Lord with everything that's brand new.
这个彼得前书告诉给我们的呢是什么？就是给我们一个指导，指导当我们成为新的基督徒以后，我们人生的所有的东西都是崭新的时候，我们怎样去与主同行。
So the Christian life is very exciting.
基督徒的人生是非常令人兴奋。
Because so much of it is different than the life we had before.
因为我们所面临的很多东西都和我们以前的人生不一样。
Billy Graham's expression was this. He said, I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I haven't been bored since.
然后呢那个那个葛佩里说呢，自从我信了主耶稣基督以后呢，我从来没有感到无聊过。
So the Christian life is just like you and me heading out from slavery in Egypt into all the blessings God has for us.
因为我们基督徒的人生就像那个我们从那个奴役的状态下出来，然后呢，进入到神的所有给我们的赐福当中。
All right, back now to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13.
然后回到彼得前书第一章第十三节。
And it says, therefore, prepare your minds for action. That's what we've been talking about.
这里讲到的呢，所以你们要约束你们的心，这就是刚才我们所谈到的。
Then the phrase is be self-controlled, which means you make sure that you follow the Lord as he leads you. Don't you say, I'm going to go my own way. You've got to go God's way, and you've got to control yourself to go God's way.
这里谨慎自守呢，就是说你自己要自律，自律呢，就是说跟着神的指引你的道路去走，不是说我要走我自己的路，所以你要自己非常小心，准备好自律，跟着神的道路走。
Then it says, set your hope fully on the grace to be given to you when Jesus Christ is revealed.
接着说呢，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
How are we going to travel?
我们怎样去旅行呢?
How are we going to get there?
我们怎么到达目的地呢?
And the answer is, the grace of God will help us.
答案就是神的恩典会帮助我们到达。
The grace of God will provide all our needs.
神的恩典会提供我们所有需要的。
Remember, when the children of Israel traveled, God provided them food, and he provided them water, and he provided them clothes, and he provided them light to travel, he provided them protection, he provided them everything.
大家记住，当以色列人在旷野旅行的时候呢，神提供了他们食物，提供了他们的水，提供了他们所需要的光线，提供了给他们的保护，提供给他们衣服，然后他们所有需要的东西神都供应给他们。
How is the Lord going to help us? How are we going to get to where we're going in the Christian life?
那主耶稣基督会怎样去帮助我们呢？我们怎样可以到达我们基督徒人生的那个地方呢?
And the answer is, the Lord is going to provide us everything that we need.
答案就是主会提供我们一切我们所需要的。
And you and I sit back and say, that's going to be kind of hard. How's he going to do that?
有人说这个有点难吧, 那主怎么样做得到?
And so when you read through the book of Exodus and Numbers and Leviticus and Deuteronomy, you see how the Lord provided for them, and you say, he's going to do the same thing for me, miraculously, but he will do it.
但是你如果去看看那些出埃及记啊、立位记啊、还有民数记，还有申命记，你就会知道神是怎样在那一路上提供给以色列人他们所需要的。所以神会以同样的方式，神迹般的提供给我们。
And you may say, well, that's almost going to be impossible. How can he do that?
你会说呢，这不可能吧？他怎么可能做得到呢？
And the same way in which he was able to feed 5,000 people when he did so with the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, so he will do it individually for you and for me. God will meet all our needs on this wonderful journey that we have entered upon.
这个呢，就像主耶稣基督当时用五饼二鱼喂饱了5000人。 一样的，他会把这样的神迹呢，行在我们每一个人的个人的身上，这样他会满足我们每个人个人的在与主同行的路上，在基督徒的那个前行的路上，提供我们所需要的一切。
We were just ordinary lost sinners one day. Jesus saves us and he takes us and he makes us into completely new people. How does he do it? By his grace.
我们就是一群迷失的罪人。那么主耶稣基督呢，找到我们，拯救了我们，把我们变成一个新的人。那主怎么做到的呢？是借着他的恩典做到。So
then verse 14, what is our response? As obedient children, we do not conform to the evil desires we had when we lived in ignorance.
那么我们的责任是什么呢？是在第十四节。你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。Okay,
so there's 2 kinds of children.
有两类不同的孩子。Daddy
says, let's go, children.
爸爸说，走吧，孩子们。Some
people say, yes, daddy, let's go. And other people say, I don't want to go.
有些孩子呢说，好吧，爸爸，我们跟你走。另一些孩子呢说，我不想走。I
want to stay and play.
我要留下来玩。Okay,
now, when we're newborn, we've got to be like obedient children, not like disobedient children. Don't say no to God.
当我们成了一个新生的婴儿的时候呢，我们要做一个顺服的孩子，不要跟主说不。So
at the chapel on Sunday morning, there was a very little girl.
在我们的教堂里，星期天早上有一个很小的女孩。And
she is just learning to talk.
刚刚学会说话。
And the only word she really knows is no.
她唯一知道的一个词就是不。
And she said no to everything that was said.
她对每件事都说不。
And didn't matter what her father or mother or others said to her, she just said no.
不管她爸爸妈妈跟她说什么，她都说不。
Okay, now frankly, if I were her father, I would be getting pretty impatient.
坦率地说，如果我是他的父亲，我会很快失去耐心。We
are to be like obedient children. Don't say no to God.
我们要成为一个顺服的孩子，不要跟神说不。
Did the children of Israel know how they were going to get from Egypt to the land of Canaan?
怎么从埃及到迦南地吗？
No, they didn't know how.
他们不知道怎么去。
They just had to follow the Lord Jesus.
他们必须跟随着主耶稣。
All right, now Moses said, Lord, I find these Israelites hard to get along with. He said, Lord, I feel that I've got to carry them into Egypt. They won't follow me. I've got to pick them up and carry them. But Lord, they're getting to be pretty heavy.
这个以色列人并不是一群 好相处的人，我要到把他们带出埃及呢，我必须把他们全部都背出去，但是这些人呢太重了。
So we've got to be obedient children. Don't demand that the Lord Jesus pick you up when you're kicking and shoving and carry you. He can do that, but that's not the way to do it. You don't do that.
我们要成为一个圣父的孩子，不要指望着主耶稣把你背起来，把你抱起来，然后你在那又哭又闹又踢脚的。主当然可以把你抱起来走，但是你不要那样，你要做一个圣父的孩子，跟着主走。
The only reason that we would be disobedient children is that we conform to the evil desires we had before.
这个唯一的让我们成为不顺服的儿女的原因就是呢，我们去效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
Why did we have those evil desires?
我们为什么有那些邪恶的私欲呢？
And verse 14 says, we lived in ignorance. That's why we did it wrong. We didn't know any better.
那个第十四节说是因为蒙昧无知，所以我们才会有这样邪恶的私欲。
And we can do things very, very wrong, but we can do them just because we don't obey. We say, I want to go my way, I want to live in ignorance.
我们可以做事做得非常的不对，但唯一的原因呢，就是我们不顺服。我们不顺服呢，我们说我们想走我自己的路，我自己想怎么走就怎么走。
When I was a boy, I used to like to read stories about the very early people who came to North America.
当我还是个小男孩的时候呢，我喜欢读那些最早期来到北美洲的那些人的故事。
And in the early days, they used to have a lot of cattle because grasslands were good for cattle. So you could have a lot of cattle and make a lot of money.
然后在那个早期的时候呢，他们也通常呢有很多的牲口，因为当时的草原非常发达，如果你有很多的牲口的话，你会赚很多钱。
One of the stories I read was that there was a day when a group of cowboys were leading a number of cattle to get some water.
然后呢，我其中读到的一个故事呢，就是当时的那些牛仔呢，他们带领一群他们所喂养的牲口到水边去的时候。
There was a river flowing down here.
那里有一条河在那么流着。
But where the cattle were was up on a ridge above the river.
然后呢，那些牲口呢，他们所在的地方呢，实际上是在那个岸边，但那个岸边呢比那个水高。
So in order to get the cattle to the river, they led the cattle along a trail that went down to the river over here.
因为呢，把那群牲口带到河边去喝水呢，他们就沿着河岸带着他们走了很长一条路，到那个低的地方可以走到河边呢。
The cattle were very thirsty. They wanted to get to the river.
但是呢，那些牲口呢都非常的渴，他们想到河边去。
And then something terrible happened. The wind shifted.
然后呢，发生了一些可怕的事儿，那个风向转了。
And the wind started blowing from the river to the land up on top. The wind came this direction.
然后呢，那个风向呢，从那个河里那个水面上往那个岸边那个高处吹。
And the cattle smelled the water.
然后那些牲口呢，闻到了水的味道。
So instead of following the cowboys down to the river over here, they turned and they ran. They stampeded toward the water over here.
因为他们闻到水的味道以后，那些牲口呢，他们就不跟着那些牛仔走了，他们然后直接从那个岸里往那个河里冲。
What they didn't realize was that there was a steep cliff, and they were running right toward the edge of the cliff.
然后呢，那些牲口他们没有想到的呢，就是当时呢，那有一个悬崖在岸边和水之间，所以他们走过来的时候呢，就已经到了那个悬崖边上。
And when they first ones got right to the edge of the cliff, they said, oh no, we got to stop. And they tried to stop, but the cattle behind them pushed them over the cliff.
但那个前面的牛呢，在到达那个悬崖边的时候呢，意识到呢，哦，我们到了悬崖，我不能往前走了，我们停下来。但是当他们想停下来的时候呢，后面的那些牲口呢，就把他们往前推，他们就掉下去。
And the cowboys tried to turn them away, but couldn't. And the whole herd ran over the cliff, following the one ahead, down over the cliff, and they all died.
然后那个牛仔呢，试图去阻止他们，但是当时呢，那整个的那一个牲口群呢，已经乱了，他们不听他的话，然后一个接一个，前面的掉下去，后面就推着前面的。
That's the warning for all of us as new Christians. We could do what we think is right. We could say, I can smell the water. I know what I'm doing. Everything's fine. And I could follow the others. And we all go down over the cliff.
这就是对我们所有的新基督徒的一个警告。我们有可能像这样。我们实在，我做的事情是对的，因为我闻到了屎的味道。 我也是跟着前面的人，所以如果你跟着前面的人的话，你们全部都会跌倒。The
Bible is our instructions, and we say, I'm not going to go my own way. I'm not going to follow my own thoughts. I am going to follow the Lord, because if I don't, I will just follow the other fellow over the cliff in my ignorance.
因为圣经是我们唯一的指引。 我们只有跟着圣经。我们说呢，我们要跟着圣经的指令，我们要跟着神的指令，我们不要跟着其他的人。我们跟着其他人的话呢，以后都会像那些牛、那些牲口那样，跟着一起掉到悬崖下面去。And
so verse 15 says, But just as he who called you is holy, so be ye holy in all you do.
第15节说呢， 那招你们的既是圣洁的，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
And in this instance, the word holy means that we follow God in everything. We don't just do most of the things he says we should do. We say, I want to do everything that you have called me to do.
在这个意义上呢，说呢，这个圣洁的意思呢，就是你要去做。 神所要求你做的所有的事情，而不是说我只是做大部分神要求我做的事情。如果你要圣洁的话，你就要做神要求你所做的一切的事情。In
our story, these cattle were very good cattle. There's only one thing they did wrong. Everything else was right.
在我们的这个故事里，这些牲口呢，是一群很好的牲口。 他们所做的事情呢，全部是对的，但是他们只做了，做错了一件事。
They simply said, I know, I'm thirsty, And I know there's water there. I'm just going to do that one thing. Cowboys say, no, no, don't do that. They say, yeah, I know. I'll just do this one thing. I'm going to get that water.
他们知道呢，说呢，我现在渴了，我知道水在那里，我要去喝水。然后那牛仔说呢，不不不，你们不能去。然后他们却没有听牛仔的指令，他说我是对的，我知道我现在做的是对的，因为我渴了，我闻见水的味道了，我要去喝水。
And so verse 16 says, for it is written, be holy because I am holy.
这一节讲呢，就是说呢，那招你们的是圣洁。这第十六节讲，因为经上记载说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Why are we to be holy? Because our Father God is holy.
为什么我们要圣洁呢？ 因为我们的父神是圣洁的。
He wants us to be like him because he knows that that's the only way we can have the peace and happiness and joy and blessing he has for us.
他要我们跟他一样，因为神知道这是唯一的方式，让我们与神之间有和平，有那个喜乐，有他给我们所有的赐福。
So we can never say to God, now God, I know better than you on this. You don't know how thirsty I am. You don't understand. I know better. I'll follow you in everything but this one thing.
我们永远不要跟神说，神啊，我比你懂得多。因为这件事情上，我知道我渴了，我所有的事情都可以听您的，但是唯独这件事情。
All right, verse 17 then carries on the thought. And it says, since you call on a father who judges each man's work impartially, live your own lives as strangers here in reverent fear.
那个第十七节呢，继续这样的一个想法，你们既称那不偏待人、按个人行为审判人的主为父。
So God is going to judge each of us in an impartial or in a completely truthful way.
神会呢，指引导我们在所有的方式上，或者说在部分的方式上。
Now the question is, does God ever make a mistake?
问题是神有没有犯过错？
And the answer is no.
答案是没有。
That's amazing. The Lord Jesus Christ never did anything wrong.
这是非常神奇的，因为主耶稣基督从来没有做过任何一件错事。
You'll remember he said to his critics one day, which one of you convinces me of sin?
你记得有一天他跟那些对他的批评者说，你们有谁可以定我的罪呢？
They couldn't think of anything.
他们想不出任何一件事。When
they put him to death, they were trying to find what he'd done wrong. They couldn't find anything he'd done wrong.
当他们要杀害他的时候呢，他们 试图找出他做错的什么，但最终他们找不出任何一件他做错的事。So
if he never made any mistakes when he was alive, do you think he's going to make a few mistakes with you?
如果主耶稣基督还在地上活着时，从来不犯任何的错误，你认为他会在你身上犯几件错误？
Oh no, you say no. If he couldn't make any mistakes when he was alive, he's certainly not going to make any mistakes when he speaks to me.
你就说呢，如果主耶稣基督他在活着的时候没有犯任何错误，他当然跟我说话的时候他也不会犯任何的错误。
And so Abraham, speaking to God on one occasion, uses this lovely expression. He says, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?"
他说呢，亚伯拉罕跟神交谈的时候说过这么一个美丽的一个说法。他说的是呢， 掌管天地所有一切的人，他做的事都是对的。
Just remind yourself of that. When you're tempted to do something that you maybe shouldn't do, you just remind yourself and you say, the judge of all the earth is going to do right. He's not going to start making mistakes with me.
所以呢，当你自己受试探，想去做一些你不该做的事的时候，你要想起这句话，就是审判世界的主，他会把一切的事情都做对。
So what you're going to have to do then is you have to live your life as a stranger.
那你所有要做的事情呢，你就把你的人生当作一个寄居者来。
And my illustration here is that on several occasions, many years ago, I went to Japan.
然后呢，我给大家举的例子呢，在很多地方我讲过。就很多年前呢，我去到日本。
And I was a stranger in Japan.
我在日本呢，是一个寄居者。
I couldn't speak any Japanese.
我不讲不出一句日语。
The Japanese that I was with couldn't speak English.
然后呢，他和他在一起那些日本人呢，也不讲英语。
I didn't know where I was.
我不知道我在哪里。
And I never knew where to go or how to travel.
我也不知道往哪里去，我也不知道怎么样去旅行。
And in retrospect, I have never gone 20 feet in Japan without somebody to guide me.
实际上在日本呢，我从来没有走出超过20英尺，除非有人来领着我走。
I said to my friend, the first day I was in Japan, first weekend I was in Japan, I said, I've got to go back to my hotel now. You call a taxi and send me back to my hotel.
有一天呢，我跟我那个日本朋友说呢，我现在要回我的酒店去。你呢，叫一辆计程车来送我回酒店。
He said, I will take you back to your hotel.
他说我会带你回到你的酒店去。
I said, but that's a long way out of your way. You just call a taxi and the taxi will take me.
你跟他说呢，那个是很远的路，你就叫一辆计程车来就行。
He said, no.If you go on your own, you will get lost. The taxi people will steal from you. You won't have any hope. You need me to be with you all the time.
他说不，我不会叫计程车。如果我让你自己坐计程车回去的话呢，你就会迷路，然后那个计程车司机呢就会抢夺你一切的东西。然后你就完全就绝望了。他说呢，你在日本，你需要我时时刻刻都陪伴着你。
So everywhere I went in Japan, many times, everywhere I went, I had my own private tour guide.
然后他在日本的时候呢，他每去一个地方，他都有他私人的导游。
I never got lost.
从来没有迷过路。
Everything was always fine. They even ordered the right food for me.
每一件事情都是好的，甚至他们把我喜欢吃的食物都给我订好。
When the first day I was there, we went to a lunch at the church.
第一天他在那里时候呢，他们到一个教会去吃午餐。
And I had never seen Japanese food before.
他在那之前呢，从来没见过日本食物。
And I said to my friend, what are we going to eat?
我跟我的朋友说，今天我们准备吃什么了？
And my friend said to me, you are going to eat chicken sandwiches.
我的朋友跟我说呢，你会吃那个鸡三明治。
And I said, is that Japanese food?
这是日本食物吗？
They said, no, it's your food. We've made this food for you today.
不是日本食物, 是你的食物, 我们今天特别为你准备了这个食物。
And I said, thank you very much.
我跟他说呢, 非常感谢。
Now, we are strangers in this world, and we need someone to help us everywhere we go, all the time. Jesus will do that.
我们是在这个世界上的是寄居者，所以呢, 不管我们去哪里, 不管我们做什么, 我们都需要一个来帮助我们的主耶稣基督，他就是那个帮助我们的。 我们在我们的任何一件事情上都需要主的帮助。So
we live as strangers and we live with the Father and He protects us every day.
我们呢作为一个寄居者，然后呢我们和我们审判人的主作为我们的父，所以呢我们每天主都在保护我们。
Now the reason for this is verse 18. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver and gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your fathers.
这个呢，第十八节呢讲的是，知道你们得食物，脱去你们祖宗所残留虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等。
Verse 19 says, but we were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
第十九节说乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
All right, why I guess the question is, why must I follow the Lord? Why must I do what the Lord wants me to do now that I'm a Christian?
因为我的问题就是为什么？为什么我们要跟随主、跟从主？为什么我们要去做主要求我们所做的事？当我是一个基督徒的时候。
The answer is because it's really important. It isn't just that somebody spent some money so that you and I could be Christians. We didn't become Christians because God said, here's a few pounds or tons of gold, here's some silver, and that'll buy them out. He said, we became Christians because of the precious blood of Christ.
因为呢，这个原因呢，是因为我们成为基督徒，并不是因为有些人付了钱，然后我们成为了基督徒。不是说神说现在你看这里有几吨黄金，有几吨白银这样呢，你们就得熟了，你们成为基督徒了，而不是我们是凭着主耶稣基督的宝血，我们才成为了基督徒。
Have you ever lost anything?
你丢过任何东西吗？
Sometimes I lose something and I say, Harold, that was valuable. You lost that. That cost you $2.
有时候呢，我丢了一样东西，我跟Harold说，我跟自己说， Harold， 你现在丢了个东西，这个东西很贵，它值2块钱。
And then I say, oh, don't worry about it, Harold. It only cost you $2. Go buy another one.
然后我就跟那个自己说，Harold啊，别担心了。 就是2块钱的事儿，你再去买一个就是了。
But sometimes you lose something that's far more valuable than that, and you say, "Oh dear, this is a terrible loss."
有时候呢，你丢那个东西呢，远远比这个贵重的多。你说，哎呀，这个是一个很惨的一个损失。How
much value are you to Jesus?
你对主耶稣基督来说有多大的价值呢？
Jesus said, you're a very great value. I had to go to a cross. I had to go to Calvary to purchase you. You are of great value to me.
主耶稣基督说你非常有价值，所以呢，我必须上十字架，我必须去格格塔山上为你死，才能把你赎回来。
then you and I say, I can't do that bad thing. I can't get lost because I am of great value to God. I could never do that.
如果这样的话呢,我就不能再去干坏事了。我能不就再去迷失了,因为我对神来说是极其有价值的。
And when you and I were children, sometimes we would say, I can't do that bad thing. My mommy wouldn't be happy if I did that bad thing.
你就说呢,我不能干那件坏事。如果我干那件坏事呢,我妈妈会非常的不高兴的。
How much value do you have? You have great value. Jesus died for you, and you are of great value to yourself because he put so much money into you.
那你自己独有价值呢?你这个价值大到主耶稣基督为你而死,你自己对自己来说呢,也是极其有价值的。
This work then that we're involved in, the fact that we have become Christians, how important is it?
这个也问题来了,就是说,当我们成为基督徒以后,这个事情有多重要呢?
Why, it's far more important than anything else that's ever gone on in this earth.
因为这件事比所有在地球上发生的过的事情都要重要。
So if Jesus Christ were to come to Canada today, where would he find the most important things happening?
如果主耶稣基督今天他来到温哥华,他会发现在哪里发现最重要的事儿?
You think the first thing he would do would be to go to Ottawa?
你认为他要做的第一件事去渥太华吗?
I don't think so.
我不认为。
I think if Jesus Christ were to come to earth today, first thing he might do is go to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
我认为主耶稣基督如果今天来到温哥华,第一件事他就要来我们16届教会。
I think instead of turning on the radio or the television, he'd probably get on Zoom and see how we're doing.
然后呢,如果他在那个电视上出现,或者在收音机里出现,他最有可能就是说,
Because you see, if you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're His son, you're His daughter.
因为他知道,如果你信了主耶稣基督,认为你的救主的话,你是他的儿子,你是他的女儿。
Okay, when I was a boy, my father was traveling. When he came back, I would be terribly disappointed if he said, I'm going to play golf and then I'll come home and visit my son and daughter.
当我还是个小男孩的时候,如果我的父亲出去旅行,他回来说,那是第一件事我要去做的是去打高尔夫,而不是回家去看我的女儿和儿子。
My father said, the first thing I'm going to do is go visit my son and daughter.
然后我父亲说的第一句话,我第一件要做的事情就是去看我的儿子和女儿。
My father was given a beautiful golf case, a case that you put golf clubs in.
他父亲呢,有一个那个高尔夫球袋,但是很高,他把他所有的东西都放在里面。
It was given to him about 70 years ago, maybe more than that.
75 years ago.
It was very, very beautiful. I know it's beautiful because I've still got it in the basement.
我知道它非常漂亮,因为现在在我家地下室,还在那里。It's
never been on the golf course.
但我从来没有带到高尔夫球场上去过。My
father said, my son, my daughter, my wife, they're more important than golf clubs, so I'm not going to learn to play golf. I'll just be with my family.
然后呢,我父亲说呢, 我的妻子、我的女儿、我的儿子远远比高尔夫球重要的多，所以我不会再去打高尔夫了，我要跟我的家人在一起。
Our salvation is very important to our God.
我们的救恩对我们的神来说是非常重要。
And it's very important to us.
同样对我们来说也是很重要。
Verse 20 says, Jesus was chosen before the foundation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him, you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, so that your faith and hope are in God.
第二十节二十一节说，基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。你们也因着他信那叫他从死里复活又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
That's what it's all about. That's how important it is. Don't ever lose sight of the importance and the wonder of it all.
这就是所有的一切，所以呢，永远不要去离开这样一个重要的事项。
We take an hour every Sunday morning just to remember the fact that Jesus died for us.
我们每个星期天的上午都花一个小时，只是为了纪念主耶稣基督为我们而死。
Why do we do that?
为什么那么做呢？
Because it's the most important thing in our lives. Frankly, it's the most important thing in God's life.
因为这是在我们人生中最重要的一件事，坦率的说也是对神来说也是最重要的一件事。
Can I remind you of that? What is the most important thing God ever did?
我提醒过大家吗？在神所做的最重要的事情是什么？
What's the most important thing God ever did? Was it that he made the worlds?
那神做过的最重要的一件事情是什么呢？是他创造的世界吗？
Was his biggest accomplishment the fact that he made those great big black holes that are out there?
这个也是就是说那神的在宇宙中间做的那些黑洞吗？
What's the most important thing he ever did? The most important thing he ever did was reach down to save you and save me.
所以神做的最重要的一件事呢，他是从天上下来救了你，救了我。
And if we keep remembering that, why, we'll be going in the right direction. And if we don't remember it, we're in deep trouble.
我们如果一直记着这一点的话，我们就走在正确的方向上。如果我们忘记了这一点，我们就有大麻烦
了。All right, now verse 22, the implications of all this.
所以第二十二节这个里面所指出的是这个。
Verse 22, now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart.
你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄，没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
Did you know that most people in the world don't really love one another?
你知道吗？在当今世界上，大多数人并不互相爱。
I told you before about the very sad stories.Of people who die and nobody goes to their funeral.
我告诉大家一个非常悲惨的故事。这故事就是说一个人死了以后呢，没几个人去参加他的葬礼。
Some people say their life wasn't important.
有些人说他的人生一点都不重要。
I've been amazed how many people in life commit suicide.They do so because their life isn't even important for themselves.
我也很奇怪，很多人呢，在这个世界上他们自杀，这样呢来说，他们自己的生命对他自己来说都不重要。
So God is saying, here's the theme now, way back in the beginning of 1 Peter, you were in one of these five cities, not very happy there, big problems, but you can trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And if you do, you start on a new journey, just like going from Egypt to the land of Canaan. But you do so in humble obedience to God and too long, Roy, but anyway, I'll finish. You go in humble obedience to God, and the consequence is you start loving all your brothers and sisters.
彼得就讲啊，说你们住在这五个很快的城市里，你们不要那个担心，如果你们信了主耶稣基督以后呢，你们就有了一个全新的人生，就像当时的以色列人从埃及出来一样，他们往应许之地去，是有一个全新的一个旅程。然后如果你们信了主耶稣基督以后呢，你们如果谦卑自己，你们顺服，你们然后呢就可以。
If you're going somewhere and you've never been there before, and then you meet somebody else who's going there, what do you do?
如果你准备去一个地方，你从来没有去过那个地方，然后你碰到一个人要去那个地方，你会怎么做？
Well, you say, well, listen, this is really nice. I'm going to go with you.
你说这是啊，这个太好了，我们一起去吧。
Many years ago when I was a student, I left Vancouver to go to study at a university in Indiana in the United States.
很多年前呢，我离开那个温哥华，去美国的印第安纳州去上大学。
I said to my family, I don't know that I want to go. I don't know anybody who lives within 500 miles of where I'm going.
我跟我的家人说，我不想去那里上大学，因为在我去的那个地方，周围500英里范围之内，没有一个我认识的。
I said, I'm going to be all alone. I would like a Christian friend to go with me.
我说我在那里会感到非常的孤单，我希望有一个基督徒的朋友和我一起去。
And so I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed, and I said, Lord, would you please give me a Christian friend who can go with me?
然后呢，我就开始祷告，祷告，祷告，我说主啊。 你能不能给我一个基督徒的朋友和我一起去那里呢？
I arrived at campus on Sunday evening at about 5 o'clock.
然后呢，星期天的晚上的5点钟，我到达了校园。
I didn't know anybody, but I saw a fellow just walking near me. I said hello.
那个我当时一个人也不认识，我只看见。 一个人走近我，我就跟他打招呼说 "Hello."
And hello.
Hello. 他也说 "Hello."
A few minutes later, I looked over. He was there again. I saw him again. I said "Hi."
然后呢，几分钟以后呢，我到了个地方，他也在那里，我就说 "Hi."
He said "Hello."
他又说 "Hello."
The next morning, I saw the same fellow.
然后第二天早上，我看见同一个人。
I said to him, hello, I said, where are you going to have lunch? Because I was a stranger, I didn't know.
然后我就跟他说, hello, 我说你午餐准备在哪儿吃啊? 因为这个人我完全不认识。
He said to me, I'm going to have lunch over there.
他说呢，我准备到那里去吃午餐。
I said, well, that's very good, I think I'll have lunch there too. Can I come with you?
我说这个太好了，我也准备到那去吃午餐，我们能一起去吗？
He said, yes, you can come with me.
是的，我们一起去吧。
So we sat down and we had lunch, and just before we had lunch, he bowed his head and he prayed.
然后呢，我们就坐下来了，我们开始一起吃午餐，在吃午餐之前呢，他就低下头祷告了。
When he had raised his head, I said, excuse me. Are you a Christian?
当他把头抬起来的时候，我说， 阿爸，你是基督徒吗？
He said, yes, I'm a Christian.
是的，我是基督徒。And
what do you think we did after that?
你认为在那以后我们做了什么？
We did everything together. He was new, I was new, we were both brand new. We didn't know what to do, but I had him, and he had me, and we both had Jesus.
然后呢，自从那以后呢，我们两个呢，不管做什么事情，都在一起。他是一个新人，我也是个新人。然后我们走到哪里呢，都形影不离。他有我，我有他，我们都有主耶稣基督。
You think I loved him?
你认为我爱他吗?
Sure I did. I praised the Lord for him. I said, Lord, thank you for giving me Bill. He's my friend. I need him.
当然我爱他了。我赞美主，感谢赞美主。主啊，我需要一个朋友，你给了我一个朋友，那个人叫比尔，比尔就是我的朋友。
Verse 22 again, now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply as from the heart.
第二节说，你们既借着圣灵圣从的真理，就用了自己灵魂，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当以纯洁的心彼此热诚相爱。
So it was easy for me to make him my friend. And it was easy for him to treat me as his friend.
对我来说很容易就跟他交朋友。对他来说呢，也很容易把我当朋友来对的。
Verse 23, for you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God.
第二三节说，你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是藉着神活泼长存的道。Why
were we friends? Because we were both in the same university?
我们为什么能成为朋友呢？是因为我们都在一间大学里吗？
No, why were we friends?
不是的，为什么我们能成为朋友？
We were friends because both of us realized that Jesus was our God, our friend, and he was with us. We were together in the great work of God.
我们成为朋友呢，是因为我们两个人都意识到主耶稣基督呢是我们的神，是我们的朋友，是我们在一起，我们在一起所有所做的一切呢，都是为了去做神的工。
Verse 24 says, for all men are like grass, and all their glory like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. And this is the word that was preached to you.
24节第25节说，因为凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有主的道是永存的。
So Bill Williams and I became really good friends, not because we were both going to the same university, not because we were studying. We were friends because we had Jesus as our Savior, and we were both going to do his work on that university campus.
因为那当时那个比尔威廉跟他能够成为朋友，那并不是他们因为他们上了同一所大学，而是因为他们都相信主耶稣基督，他们都准备在那个校园里做主的工。I'll
say, okay, so here's our summary then. What are we like? We're like Christians. We're like the people who were slaves in Egypt, and they were set free, and they started going toward the blessing of God.
然后呢，这里是个总结。我们是像什么样的人呢？我们就像当时在埃及做奴隶的以色列人，他们出了埃及以后，什么？他们带出去，他们走向一个应许之地，去得到神给他们的赐福。
And we say, well, this is a brand new life. Everything is different. Not like Egypt anymore. We're going to the Red Sea. We're going to the wilderness. We're going to the promised land. It's a big change. We're going to follow Jesus.
我们说呢,这一切呢,都不一样了,跟我们在埃及的时候完全不一样,所以都是新的,我们要过红海去旷野,然后到达应许之地,在所有的这一路上,我们都要跟从我们的主耶稣基督。
And so we get a completely new mindset, and our hearts are different. We're totally different now, but we're going to go together to be like Jesus and do his work.
然后我们所有的人呢,我们的思维方式都不一样,我们的内心都不一样,然后我们所有的人呢,都要一起去跟从着主耶稣基督去做神的工。
And in the mercy of the Lord, as we're going, we meet other Christians going there too.
然后在那个借着神的怜悯呢,当我们前行的时候,我们在路上呢,也碰到其他的基督徒也是往那里面去的。
And so as we're going, we don't just meet them, we love them.
当我们在前行的时候呢,我们碰到他们, 我们不光是碰到他们,
and we go with them, and we encourage one another. We're a happy people because we all are following Jesus.
我们呢,互相鼓励,互相帮助,然后呢,我们都有喜乐,因为我们都是一群欢喜快乐的人,是跟从着主耶稣基督的。
Now the other thing about chapter 1 is that as we go, it's going to be difficult for some of us.
另外一件事在这里讲的,当我们前进的时候呢,有些难事在我们路上。
So what are we going to do? We're going to help one another. And we're going to encourage one another. And when the days are difficult, we're going to look to Jesus, and he's going to help us.
那么我们会怎么做呢? 我们会互相帮助,互相鼓励。
So what's 1 Peter all about? 1 Peter is all about going to the promised land with the blessing of our God.
我们所有的人都走向神给我们赐福的应许之地。
All right, well that's our time today as well as our study for the day. So we'll pray, and then we'll see you later.
这就是我们的时间也到了,这就是我们今天所有的学习,我们开始祷告,然后稍后见。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that we've got this big journey. We're going from earth to heaven. That's a big journey.
主啊,我们要向您献上感恩,因为我们在做一个大的旅行,我们要从地球走到天堂,主啊,这真的是一个大的旅程。And
the fact is, Lord, we don't really know much about where we're going, and we certainly don't know how to get there. You must help us, lead us, guide us, keep us.
主啊,当然我们不知道我们要去那个地方是什么样的,我们也不知道怎样去那里,这是主啊,我们祷告您会来个帮,引导我们,帮助我们。And
so Lord, just as you took the children of Israel from Egypt to Canaan, we pray that you will take us along life's journey too.
主啊,就像您领导以色列人从埃及走到应许之地一样,我们祈求您也带领我们在这人生的漫长的旅途中带领我们。And
so Lord, we give thanks now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Keep us, we ask in Jesus' name.
因为我们现在感恩奉我们主耶稣基督的名,求您保守我们,我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.